Where is the machlokes chizki Rabbi Yochanan? That chizki says the tyrus that were in the box before is still tall. The kufa beduka. In the case we checked out the basket before. But since it was checked out before, that chizki sort of said that since he checked it out before and it was tall, so it was probably all along it was tall. And now first, when you find the sherbet, it first came in right now. That masov or habotka, that's chizki svara. Since you checked out the basket already, that's the svara to say the basket was tall until you found right now. Or masov, you reckon also know, Amar still have right to say, to be cheshit the chumrah, that in silik yodai nofel, that maybe when you finish checking it, sure you checked it out last week, this basket, and at that time you didn't find the sherbets. But maybe right after you got finished checking, that's when the sherbets fell in. So therefore, Birchman says, still, the tyrus that was used last week, the tyrus are tummy. So what's the question of what dum yudisha katani? It says here it's like an isha, because it said by an isha, both Sham and Hillel both agree that she, the dum yudisha katani, and the isha baduki, an isha is bodik, like an isha is checked out. She didn't have done before. Rashi says mikoydim lachem, the kol shasas v'yav v'si bodekes mikra adim. Isha is supposed to check herself. This man to have tyrus every morning and every night time. And after the work, still we say Tyrus de Kupa Timaeus. Still we said before Chil that even though Shammai holds Ben Isha, she's tall, but by a Kupa he says it's Shammai. It's all the Kosh Chizkiya, that if the Isha is a case where she was checked out before, so what then it says a Kupa by this disc? It was also talking about where it was checked out before. And still we had by Kupa, they even Shammai agrees that this Tamil of Afreya. It's called the Kosh and Chizkiya. Someone says, no, I'll tell you. Kivon de shchichi bodomim, since it's very shchich, it happens often that an isha sees dam. Therefore, kishene beduka dami, even though she was checked out, it's like she wasn't checked out. An isha is sitting like she wasn't checked out. Rashi says v'kupa nami huadim b'shene beduka skin. Here also, we're talking about that's the case where the basket was not checked out before. That's when both Shaman and Hill will agree that the tyrus that were using this basket last week, like, is tameh, because she never checked out the basket before. In the case here, we check out the basket. That's over here where Chizki says, "Tak it's Torah." Therefore, there's no stira. An isha is considered like she's not paduka, because an isha is olul; she's normal for the sidam. Therefore, that's the machlekes Sham and Hillel. But we hear by this kupa where it was bodik before, then Chizki holds, everybody holds, that's Tak it's Torah. The boy says, "No, tell us about this." The boy is saying, "No, ki moide Sham of Hillel when the Sham of Hillel grew by the basket." That we say if you used put truma in this basket before, and now you find the sherets there, that all the truma that was there was this while is tamei, that rafka b'kufa shena mechusa, where it wasn't covered up, you had no cover on top of the basket. Therefore, you find the sherets there now. We have a right to say most probably the sherets were there a long time ago. But ki pligi chizki Reb Yechanan, where's the machlokes that the chizki says it's tohor? That's b'kufa mechusa, where you have this basket with a cover on top of it. So since it's a cover on top of it, therefore, he says it's Torah, because how could the sherets fall in? It has a cover on it. So where's the question? If so, if Mechusa, we're talking about where the basket is covered over here, then Hechi Nofel and Echnam, it's a good kasha. So how did the sherets fall in then? What's like of Shana Yechanan? It was covered the whole time, so why did we say the sherets fell in? It was covered. Obviously, it only fell in right now, not before. So where says no. Going to create a talking about this basket, she'atash misho ayidei kisui, that you use it with the cover, meaning to say, you have to take the cover off. When you want to put things in it, you have to take the cover off. So if we're afraid in between, when you were using it, you didn't check it every time, and therefore once when you're using it, it was uncovered, that's when the sherets fell in. That's from Achor, because the Yerchan is afraid that maybe the sherets fell in before, and therefore all the tyrants he used, the tyrants there before is tamei. And the Chizkiya says no, that since most of the time it's kept covered, so therefore we're not afraid to share something before, and it's only coming from now on and not from before. The Mor says, I have a dum yudisha katani. It says again, the machlokes by Kupa is opposite, is like the case of an isha. And the isha mechusi, and isha is also covered up. Rashi says, mechusi means lenofo bodam yama, like no blood did not come from someplace else. It only came from her, she's like covered up, and no dam comes from other places. And so the kupa, the kavoset, is this is the same type of a case. The mechusaskin has to be that's covered up, that we don't say it came from someplace else. The filuhoki, tameya, and still, it's mashmah both Shammai and Hillel agree that the case of a basket is Tomei l'mafreya. It is so the kash l'chizki, it's a kash on chizki, how could he say it's Tomei l'mafreya? Samor says, Kivun de shchicha bodomim, kishen mechus adami. Again, the same is for an isha, since it's olol, it happens, or it's normal for it to see dam, so therefore when she does see it, we say must probably could be came before also. So if it's life, she's not mechusa. Mashenken over here by the basket. When you have a cover on it, then chizki holds. Here we have no reason to say the sheretz fell in before, and therefore all the truma that was stored in here this last week remains stored. The boy some another tales could be like this. The boy yisaymo ki moide shama v'hilul. When the shama v'hilul both agree to say that the chavius is tamei bezovius kupa. That bezovius kupa in the corner of the kupa itself, meaning to say that this big basket, you put tyrus there on the right side. The whole week you were storing truma there. True, you took it off today, and now later you find the sheretz on the other side of the basket. So since it's inside the same basket, then we say, since you see it there now, most probably was there from before also. That's where Sham and Hillel both agree this time of Afreya. That's bezovius kupa, where you find the sheretz now in the other corner of the same basket. But ki pligi chizki Rav Yechon, where does chizki say it's tor? Where's the machlokes chizki Rav Yechon? Tell you that's the case of bezovius bayis. That's in the corner of the same house, but not in the same basket. The Rashi says, can the forest rabbi soon explain? She tilted the kupa. They moved around this basket. Bezovius to another corner of the house. The yachas shenitlu tyrus emenu. After they took the tyrus out of this basket, now they moved it to the other side of the room. So that's the case here. That first you had the truma in the basket on the right side of the room. And then you took out the truma over there, and you moved the basket to the left side. And now over there on the left side, that's where you find the sheretz. So here it's a machlekes. For the mora ayva kupa kam, it says clearly bezovius kupa mashman the other corner of the basket itself. This is what it means to say. Kupa shenishtam shabot tyrus bezovius bayis. You have this basket full of truma that you used it on the right side of the house, but bezovius bayisu. The tiltal, and then you emptied out the truma and you moved the basket to the left side of the room. Bezovius acheris. And now benimsa sheretz bezovius acheris. Now you find the sheretz in the basket on the left side. Here's the machlokes. That chizki yisavar loy mechaz kinon tumi mimokom lemokom. Whenever machzor tumah from one place to another place, as if to say, you found the sheretz in the basket now on the left side. So true, in the left side, that's where the sheretz is. But now we have a right to say the sheretz was in the basket on the right side also. That you don't say, you never move it like mimakam lamakam. Rashi says, we don't say layer minun. Midir zavis heavy, but it was also on the right side also, the sheretz imatiris. And rather we see, you always go after the place where you find it. If you find it now on the left side, that's it. Only the left side is Tamei, but not the right side. That's Chizki Yisvara. Rabbi Yechonin Sova, no, Michaskinan, that yes, we could be Machzor Tumi Mokam Lamokam. That even though now you find the sheretz on the left side, but listen, it's in the same basket. And before this basket was on the right side. So you have a right to say that most probably the sheretz was in the basket on the right side. Therefore, Chizki says all the tyrus that were in the basket on the right side is also Tamei. So that's this Machlokes. But where the basket stays in the same place, and it's only a question of the right side and left side of the basket, then both Shammai and Chizki and Hillel agree that it is Tamei l'mafreya. Here Chizki is talking about where the basket was moved from one place to another place. Now the Gemara asks the question, the Kashan of Yechonon, or mi machkinon, is it true that Yechon holds? If you find Tum in one place, we have a right to say it was in the other place also. I have Yotanan, we learned like this in Mishnah and Tyrus. Noga b'yechad b'layla. Let's say somebody touched the person at night time. The person was very sick, and you have a doubt if he was dead then or not. But you touched him at night, you don't know if he was dead or not at that time. Then you do him chay yimesh. You don't know if he's alive or dead. On the morning of the next morning, hishkin, you wake up, on what's amazing, and you find that person is dead. And you touched him last night. So what's the lacha? You tell me or not. So Rabbi Meir mitar. Meir says, no, last night you don't know for sure he was dead. There's a cheskes chai, and Meir holds that he's tor. V'chachomim mitamim. The chomim say, no, you're tamei. Why? Because the klal is shekol ha-tameyos kishas mitziyosin. All the tumah is suffered tumah, you go after the way you find it. So since right now in the morning when you found him, he was dead, so you have right to say that's the way he was last night. So when you touched him last night, we say he was dead already. Therefore, the chomim said that you're tamei. Now, but Tony alone, we learned on this Mishnah that Kishas Mitziyosan, Uvamokim Mitziyosan. We say always Tumah goes also the way you find them right now, and in the same place also. Mashma only if the person is in the, you touched them last night, the same place where you found them now. But if you found them now in a different place, I do not say since he's Tumah, he's Mase now, he was Mase last night. That I do not say if you find them in one place, that in the other place he was the same way. So you see clearly you're not Machli Tumah Mimakam Lamakam. Only the place that you find it, in that place it stays the same way. Skuratakashan of Yechanan. Maybe you want to answer me like this. Maybe you could say, Hani Mili Lisrif. When do I say here that if you find Tumah in one place, and before it was in a different place, that I do not say it was Tumah before, maybe that's only to say like it was Vadai. Lisrif means if you know Trum is Vadai Tumah, then you have a right to be supposed to burn it. So true, even though we find the person is Mase now on the left side, and you touched him last night on the right side, we do not say your Tumah Vadai is if to say if you touch Truma, we have to burn the Truma. Maybe that much we do not say. But maybe Avalitlais Talina, maybe a suffix, a doubt that does remain. And therefore there's no Kasha. That here maybe by this coup also, or Rabbi Yechon is saying that if you find the sheriffs now on the left side in the basket, that we say all the tyrants that we use on the right side is also Tumah. But what type of a Tumah? Only a suffix Tumah. That's Litlais, that means you can't burn it. But you can't either be either. So maybe this Mishnah agrees that there is a suffix in another place. It's only saying there's no Vadei Tumah, only the Mokum where you find it. Now the Gemara says, is this true? Me Talin, even Mina Suffix. Do we say that the Tumah goes from Mokum to Mokum? I view it's not like this, also Mishnah in Tyrus that says, Machat Shenim Tseis Malaya Chaluta. You find a needle full of rust. Now that it's all rusty, it's not called a kli anymore, and if it was Tumah, the Tumah goes off it. Oy shvur, or else you find the kli now to be broken. So even though you know this kli was once Tumah, but now since you see it broken or rusty, it's tor. Ashur Torah, why? Shekol ha-Tumah is kashash mitziyosan. That all the Tumah you go also the way you find it. In other words, let's say that this needle before touched some truma, and now you find, you don't know what the needle was, and now you find the needle. At the time when you find it, you see it's broken. So go after the way it is right now. Since right now it's broken or it's rusty, we say it's torn now. That's the way it was before also. The question is, why? Lema, why don't I say, listen, before we know it was once a good needle. At that time it was Tumah. Vashtu dehela chaludim. Why don't I say just right now became rusty? So therefore the Tumah only run off now. But maybe before the Tumah was there, so at least to be a suffix. Here it's mashma, it's Torah Vadai. The question is, why is it Torah Vadai? According to Rabbi Yechanan, that you say you machta Tumah mimakal makam. So who adin mi suffix, though it should be Tumah before. Why do you say it's Vadai Torah? Secondly, to nam yoslan like this. What's going to be motza sheretz soruf? Agabi zaysin. You found the sheretz, a dead sheretz, burnt up soruf on top of zaysin, on top of olives. So now that the sheretz is burnt up, it has no din tumor on it anymore. And the way it is right now, on top of the zaysim, so the zaysim are tor. But the question is, though, was the sheretz once before it was burnt, was it also touching the zaysim or not? The same thing, the chayn matlis hamhumam. You find this cloth, this talis. Rashi says talis shel zov hoisi, it was a tomadika talis that belonged to a zav. Hamuma means habluya. You found that all eaten up, like all blue, all rotten away. On top of the zaysim. So the way it is right now, it's not fit to use, it's not called the kli anymore, it automatically becomes tor. The locher is tor, that the zaysim it's touching right now is still tor. And we don't say that it fell on top of these olives when the beggar was still sholem to say it was matama the zaysim. That I don't say. Why? Because the klal is, shekol ha-tumais kishas mitziyosan. We go after the way you find it right now. But since the way you found this beggar right now, it was mumam, all blue up, all like holy, all used up already, so therefore you found the Torah, it remains Torah the whole time. But the Chita, maybe you'll tell me, Kishas Mitziyosim, it's like I say, but maybe Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. That's like a true, you say it, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Maybe the way you find it right now, you find the Torah now, true. That will say even way back before was also Torah Vadei. But maybe Uvamokim Mitziyosim. That's at the second din, the Braisa says that just like the Mishnah says, you go after the way you find it. Who would din, you only go after the place that you find it. And you do not say it was in another place before. Maybe that's only that's not Vadei Tumah. But maybe that remains a suffix. Whereas the Chitayim Gashas, Mitziyos, and true, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. but maybe v'mokim mitzios in the same place. We find it in another place, maybe then true mitzvah leisafinin. It just means it's not like vaday tomei, but maybe mitpatalinin. Maybe though it is a suffix still, so maybe still Rabbi Yochanan is right that even though you first found the sheretz on the left side of the house, and before this basket was on the right side, maybe we'll say the basket is tomei. Maybe the basket was on the right side. Maybe they had a sheretz there also. So maybe it still won't be a kasha of Rabbi Yochanan, because if it's not, but now we learn like this. We are tanan. We learned. Kikor agabi hadaf. You have a piece of bread on top of a daf. That's like a board sticking out from the wall. Out of the wall, you have like a board, a shelf there. Umadaf tomei mudach tachtav. Umadaf tomei madaf. She said that's the beged of the zav. Let's say a zav's clothing that has tumor on it. It's also like a nava tumor, the madaf. So Rashi says madaf is loshen tumor kalas. It's a rishon l'tumah. So the rishon l'tumah was on the floor here, tachtav. So now, and now you find this kikar that was once on top of that board, on top of the shelf, on the floor, next to this madaf, next to this clothing of the zav. So we don't know if the bread fell off the board and touched the madaf and then fell on the side, or it went straight. So it's like this: afa pi shim nofla ef shelim kein nogam. Even though, if it's really true that this bread fell off the board, the shelf, then when you find it on the floor, it has to be that it first landed on top of this cloth that was tummy, and then the bread would be tummy. Still, we say, Torah, no, now that you find the bread on the floor next to the cloth, but not on top of the cloth, we say it's vadi tor. Why? Shani Yom have a right to say, Odom tor nichnas l'shom v'notlo, that a person that was tor went there and took the bread off the board, off the shelf, and put it down on the floor, or wherever it is next to it. But it did not touch it. Unless you have a right to say for sure that no man went into the room at all. If nobody went into the room, so then for sure it had to be its fellow off, then it would be tummy. But if not, we say for sure it's tor. Even though lechur it's a suffix, maybe it's fellow off, but the answer is no. You see, you go boss some mokum, where you found it. Now that you found it on the side of the beged, we do not say this bread touched the beged, the tomatika beged, but rather the bread went over it, a person took it. So we see from mokum the mokum, there's not even a suffix, that you always go basa the mokum where you find it right now, and we're not mach the tumum mokum the mokum. So again, this should be kasha and Rabbi Yechon again. So Marian says, no, I'll tell you, so then there's on the Yom Rav Lezer, but that sounds like this. Okay, when this part of Kashi. Shion Borg Lishlom Nechashom Nechashom. The Yom Rav Lezer, Lenitzuch Elo, Lomoka Madrin. The Chiddush over there is, even though it's a slanty place, Rashi says, Afa Pi Shadaf, this shelf, where the bread was on top at the beginning, was slanty. And therefore there's a big chance to say that it really fell off and touched the beged. Still I say no, because that's the klal, you're not machzik tumim mimokum lomokum. That since you find the bread now on the side of this beged, we said that's the way it was, and it never touched the beged. So again, that's a big kashan of Yechanan. So Mora says, no. Hosom over there, I think, the way we said the reason. Because the Tony time, it says the reason over there,